As colder, wetter weather moves in, our place society hosted its annual Thanksgiving meal, serving over 600 guests with a traditional hearty meal. The annual community lunch was held Tuesday, October 7, at our place society's community center on the 900 block of Pandora Avenue. My colleagues told me that we've cooked up 26 turkeys, made 16 gallons of gravy and a tub full of cranberries to serve folks who are coming in here today to celebrate Thanksgiving with us, said Julian Daly, CEO of our place society. Each meal included a generous serving of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, vegetables and gravy. Guests could also request a vegetarian alternative, along with a slice of pumpkin pie, tea and coffee. Beyond simply filling bellies, the meal aimed at providing warmth, dignity and a sense of belonging to people experiencing homelessness or poverty in Victoria, explained Daly. Thanksgiving is an important event for most Canadians, and it's a time where families are coming together with loved ones, he said. For many of the people that we serve, they don't have a family to go to. Many of the folks that come here are estranged from their family or disconnected from them, or maybe, in some instances, not even welcome at their family's Thanksgiving. Julian Daly, CEO of Our Place Society. Olivier Lorin, Victoria News. Thanks to the many donors and volunteers who made it possible, the annual tradition featured a number of familiar faces, including local politicians, media figures and dignitaries. Among them was Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch, who stepped out of City Hall for a good cause. It's always a real treat to get a chance to come and serve folks, he said. I often get to be on the line where you're scooping the mashed potatoes and the turkey, but today I was on coffee and tea, really drawing on my skill set. Having taken part in our place's Thanksgiving and Easter meals since 2009, back when he was a councillor, Murdoch has made the event a tradition he looks forward to every year. To me, it's just a reminder that for all of the problems we deal with in the municipal hall, there's a lot of folks out there who need our help, need our support, and today is one of the ways we're able to help them. Although participating in this event represents a small gesture, Murdoch believes that every good action helps make the community we live in a better place. One of the attractions to the role like being the mayor or being on council is service to the community, and this is one way that we're able to serve outside of those roles, he said. As a society, we all have a role to play to support each other. Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch and volunteer Maggie served coffee and tea at this year's Thanksgiving lunch. Olivier Lorin, Victoria News. More than a meal. Started over three decades ago, Daly said that the event has unwittingly become a metric monitoring the state of homelessness in the capital. You assume that everyone who comes to our place or comes to this meal is homeless when in fact we're seeing an increasing number of people accessing our services who are not homeless, but living in poverty or really struggling to make ends meet with the rising cost of living and the cost of rent and the cost of food, he said. In recent years, Daly and his team have seen a growing number of seniors living on modest fixed incomes from government pensions, leaving them with little to no financial wiggle room in their retirement years. We're obviously really happy to be able to serve them free meals, but it is also quite sad, he said. Valerie Thomas, a senior attendee who stopped by to grab two meals, one for herself and one for her partner with limited mobility, was glad to take part in this year's meal. Having attended a few in the past, Thomas said the event is marked on her calendar every year. Grateful to our place for putting this event together, she considered herself lucky to live in a community that undertakes efforts to feed those in need. If I had to give a note for this lunch, I'd give it a 15 out of 10, she said, cracking a smile. Like Daly, Thomas emphasized that homelessness and its effects take many forms. While visible homelessness often gets the most attention, invisible homelessness is also a widespread problem that is rarely discussed. Living in one of Canada's most unaffordable cities, Thomas said many people struggle to make ends meet each week. This meal, she added, helps lift her spirits and keep going. Winter is coming. While Thanksgiving is celebrated by our place and families across the country, It also heralds the coming of winter and colder, wetter months. This, according to Daily, represents another set of challenges for unhoused folks living on the streets. While Victoria is often cited as one of Canada's sunniest cities, with mild winters, humidity and rain can prove to be formidable foes for those living outdoors. From moldy clothes to trench foot, harsh conditions can prove fatal. The winter months can also represent a higher risk of overdoses. Some people will increase their drug usage and their alcohol intake during winter under the misguided belief that somehow that protects them from the cold, he said. Daly concluded by saying that, even though the province and the capital region have made concerted efforts to house and shelter those on the streets, many challenges remain in addressing the ongoing homelessness crisis. Most of the folk who are left on the streets are the people who are most unwell, he said. We need to attend to people's health first. And until we address and help people with their addictions, mental and physical health, there's no point housing or sheltering them because most of the folks who are on the street right now have been housed or sheltered before, but they've lost it because of their addictions and their mental health. We have to treat those conditions first in order to give them a good chance to be successful in housing and shelter. Our Place Society provides more than 500,000 meals a year, over 500 housing units and shelter spaces, and long-term addiction recovery programs across Greater Victoria. To volunteer, donate, or learn more about the services offered by Our Place Society, visit ourplacesociety.com.